One of the things that really I think sets us apart is the work ethic up here.
We're a proud people.
There's a stubbornness.
I think it's no matter how hard the times get, you kind of just keep on going forward and don't let it get down.
Sometimes I feel the pressure. I'm like, you know, Grandpa worked really hard and my dad worked really hard. I better be working really hard too.
Everyone we met on the Upper Peninsula said something similar when asked what defined a Youper. Although hard work is a common characteristic, it isn't the only one.
There goes a buckless Youper.
Actor Jeff Daniels, not a Youper, wrote this affectionate song that sends up some unlucky UP hunter.
There goes a buckless Youper, hang your head in shame. In the Escanaba moonlight, Reuben Sonny was his name. He's the Mother Teresa of Deer Hunt, Bambi's best friend. He was the UP's answer to the question that never ends. He couldn't hit a house if he was standing inside. And every buck knew Reuben Sonny would bring him back alive.
Youpers don't seem to get a lot of respect outside the UP, but the Youpers we met can take a joke. Tawny Ferrarini, the economist at Northern Michigan University, explained the attitude.
It's easy to ignore 309,000 people who are living across 10.5 million acres of land. It's just sometimes our voice gets lost. It's just not heard. But you know what? We, even when it happens, and you know, the Upper Peninsula is left off of state mats and placed on championship T-shirts, and we win the awards, we just laugh it off. There's a lot of humor, and we believe that people are basically good. But if you can get us on the map, that'd be great.
Youpers also tell good jokes on themselves. Take Dayuper's tourist trap and museum. Outside, an old pickup is on display to illustrate roadkill, except a stuffed deer is behind the steering wheel and a dummy of a local is stretched across the hood. Inside the shop, a T-shirt declares, "Keep on youpin'." The image is a set of three wide-steppin' outdoorsmen in the style of R. Crumb's underground comic, Keep on Truckin'. Anna Gully manages Dayuper's tourist trap, and she says the class-conscious jokes just come with the territory.
People think we're still living, you know, without electricity and flushing toilets, you know. Even people from Lower Michigan, they ask if you have paved roads and power because we're so far north. So we have to make fun of ourselves somehow.
They are people who do not give up.
Local TV news anchor Vicki Crystal told us that humor is a glue that keeps Youpers close.
They would always band together, regardless of how you feel about another person personally. They band together. They're very close-knit in a way, but at the same time, very willing to bring other people into their fold. They're incredibly friendly. I'm not a wide traveler, but I've been to a few parts of the country and have never met anybody as friendly as the Youpers are. You sit down, and the next thing you know, you're friends, and you've been talking for 10 minutes, and all of a sudden you're sharing personal details with each other because they're just so open about everything.
Some people tell me there's an accent. Yeah. I don't know if I have one.
Mike Lottie represents the UP in the Michigan legislature.
We go places and people say, "Where are you folks from?" And they say, "Are you from Canada?" I say, "No, we're from the Upper Peninsula." And they say, "Where's that?" And you tell them, and their kind of eyes get sort of glassy. And they say, "I know somebody in Flint, or I know somebody in Lansing." I say, "Well, it's about 500 miles away. So we're used to that. We have a fun time with it. But we're very proud of the Upper Peninsula. And We're proud of being part of Michigan."
And Youpers feel very fortunate to live here. John Spigarelli is a businessman in Marquette, Michigan.
You know, we really have the best of both worlds here because there is the ability to have some metropolitan feel, but a 10-minute walk outside of town lends you into the wilderness that is the most peaceful feeling and a testament to the lifestyle here. The people that come from Wisconsin, from the greater Chicagoland area, from Detroit, I've never heard anyone say, "I hate it here. This place is terrible." All I hear from people is, "It's so beautiful here. You're so fortunate to live here. It's wonderful. We want to retire here. We want to raise kids here." And that also is overlooked by a lot of Youpers too sometimes. People strive to live here, and we're fortunate enough to be here.
Voices from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan explaining what it means to be a Youper. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.